Model Test 3 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Number 11. If you are promoted to manager, will you give us a raise?
No problem. What else will I do with all the money that will come pouring in?
Question. What will happen to the woman if the man is promoted? Number 12. Are you pleased that your son wants to be a dentist?
Not really. I'd rather he manage my store when I retire.
Question. What does the man want his son to become? Number 13. Could I please borrow a pen from you? Mine is out of ink.
I'm afraid I don't have an extra one. Would a pencil do?
Question. How did the man respond to the woman's request?
Number 14. We just saw Paul when we were in New York.
Really? What is new with him?
Question. What does the woman want to know? Number 15. It seems to me I've seen the dark-haired man before.
Sure you have. Last time when we were here, he checked our luggage very carefully.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Number 16. Just a second. I want to leave a message for Bill.
Don't bother. We'll be back in less than an hour.
Question. What can be concluded from the conversation?
Number 17. How did you like the movie last night?
Considering its interesting name, we were expecting a much better film.
Question. What is the woman's opinion of the film? Number 18. Very pleased to meet you. And what kind of things do you write?
Well, short stories mainly. Actually, at the moment, I'm writing a travel book.
Question. What do we know about the woman?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. Oh, Lucy, I've had such a terrible day.
You look exhausted. What on earth have you been doing?
Oh, I've been such a fool. You just wouldn't believe what I've done.
I would. Come on. Where have you been?
I'm dying to tell someone. I plan to go down to New York to visit my friends. You see, I thought I was sensible. I drove down to the subway station on the outskirts of New York, and I parked my car by the station, and I took the train into the city center.
Well, sounds quite wise.
So far, so good. I came back out of New York and went out of the subway.
And you forgot the car?
No, no. I didn't forget the car. I just got a surprise. I found a plastic envelope containing a printed form pushed under the windshield wiper. I was fined.
It must be raining at that moment. The traffic warden uses the plastic envelope to protect it from being blown away. This is a good way to discourage drivers from occupying a parking lot. You know, the car park in downtown is awfully tight.
Yeah, maybe this is good. But how can the traffic wardens know? The meter will say that.
Well, actually, when the certain period of time you've paid for uses up, the meter registered time expired. If the traffic warden sees this, he will tear one printed form from the book, write down all the details, such as your car number, the place you parked the car, how much you should pay, and to which police station to send the fine.
I must send the money to the East Police Station. I have to tighten my belt this month. I'd pay $200 for occupying a parking lot, which accounts for a considerable proportion of my living cost.
Come on, old friend. Don't be so angry. Be careful next time. I'm sure you will find this regulation sensible in the near future.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
19. Where did the man plan to go?
Why was the man fined by the traffic warden?
21. How does the man find the amount of the fine?
22. What will the man probably do?
2. I just received a letter from Jack, one of my old buddies from college.
That's nice. It's amazing that you're keeping in touch with each other for so many years after graduating from college.
Yes, we were always in contact with each other, but I haven't seen him for ages.
What did Jack say in his letter?
He said that they moved to Pennsylvania last month. Jack got a promotion recently. Now he's a sales director.
He is always lucky.
Yes, he is, but he's always diligent in his work, too. What's more, his eldest son is going to the University of Pennsylvania.
Ah, it's the university you graduated from, isn't it?
Absolutely right. I thought of my college life when I learned that his son would study in the University of Pennsylvania. Well, in his letter, he is inviting us to have a get-together with some of our old friends from college.
Really? That's good news. To be frank, I've been out of touch with most of my old friends. Only one or two keep me informed about what they are doing.
I know. It's really hard to maintain contact when they move around so much.
That's right. But you're lucky to be in touch with your buddies for so many years.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. Which is true about Jack according to his letter?
24. What can be inferred about Jack from the conversation?
How does the wound feel about the man's relationship with his buddies?
2. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Nicholas McMahon is a 4-year-old child. He is studying at college because he is too intelligent for school. Nicholas has computer lessons at the West London Institute. He spoke well before he was 1 year old. At 18 months, he took telephone messages for his parents. At the age of 2, he began to learn French. The strange thing about Nicholas is that he taught himself to read before he could speak. His father said, "We knew immediately that he could read. When he could speak, he corrected my spelling. When Nicholas went to school, his teachers just gave him pictures to color and toys to play with and didn't have time to prepare special lessons for him. Nicholas tried 2 different schools, but he was bored and unhappy. Then his parents decided that he couldn't stay at an ordinary school, but they had no idea what to do with him. Then the West London Institute offered to help. Nicholas spends some of his time there and also studies at home. Now he reads newspapers every day, and he can play the violin well. His father said, "Nicholas is our life. He is a clever child, and we want to help him in every way."
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. What is Nicholas studying at college? Question 27. When did Nicholas learn to take telephone messages for his parents? Question 28. Which of the following is true about Nicholas? Passage 2. Last year, 9 million tourists visited Thailand. From the capital city of Bangkok to the island beach resorts of Phuket, there is always lots to see and do. Bangkok offers an amazing range of cultural experiences. Whether you are taking a taxi, visiting one of the many beautiful temples, or eating out at a Thai restaurant, you will be glad that you came to Bangkok. If you want to get away from city life, go to Phuket. Phuket offers a range of activities to suit everyone, including diving, surfing, and golf. If you do not want to be active, you can simply relax on one of the beautiful beaches. The weather in Thailand is always hot and humid. The best time of year to visit is during the cool season, which lasts from November to February. Whatever time of year you visit, you should take light summer clothes. Thailand has a population of 60 million. Thai people will always make you feel very much at home. No matter what you want to do, you can do it in Thailand, the land of smiles. If you are looking for relaxation, culture, or adventure, Thailand is the place for you.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. How many tourists visited Thailand last year? Question 30. Which of the following months is the best time to visit Thailand? Question 31. What is true about Thai people? Passage 3. Mark Hill is a traffic police officer in Watford, near London. He works on some of the busiest motorways in Britain, the M1 and the M25. There are traffic police on duty 24 hours a day. There are 3 shifts, and each shift is 8 hours. On average, they have to deal with 3 to 4 accidents each shift. Here is Mark Hill talking about his job. We deal with anyone in the accident who is injured. That's the first thing. Then we have to clear the road and get the traffic moving again. Most accidents happen because people drive too fast, especially when the roads are wet. Sometimes we get accidents that occur because drivers don't follow the rules. For example, I've seen a number of cases of drivers overtaking on the left. This is illegal in Britain. If you want to overtake, you have to go into the fast lane on the right. Not everyone can use a motorway in Britain. People that ride a bicycle or a small motorbike are not allowed to use it. I like my job. I have a varied working day. I never know what I'm going to do from one day to the next. And I meet all kinds of people. I don't think there's any other job that can give you that experience.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. How long does Mark Hill have to work each day? Question 33. If you want to overtake in Britain, what will you do? Question 34. Which of the following is true according to the passage? Question 35. What is the passage mainly about?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Environmental pollution is a term that refers to all the ways by which humans pollute their surroundings. For example, by damaging the soil with too many fertilizers and pesticides. We also pollute our surroundings in various other ways. People ruin natural beauty by scattering junk and litter on the land and in the water. They operate machines and motor vehicles that fill the air with dangerous exhaust and disturbing noise. Nearly everyone causes pollution in some way. Environmental pollution is one of the most serious problems that mankind faces today. Air, water, soil, all of which are harmed by pollution, are necessary to the survival of all living things. Badly polluted air can cause illness and even death. Polluted water kills fish and other marine life. Pollution of the soil reduces the amount of land on which we can grow food. Environmental pollution also brings ugliness to the naturally beautiful world. Everyone wants to reduce pollution, but the pollution problem is as complicated as it is serious. It is complicated because so much pollution is caused by things that benefit people. For example, exhaust from automobiles causes a large percentage of all air pollution.
But the automobile provides transportation for millions of people. Factories pollute the air and water, but also provide jobs for people.
Now, the passage will be read again.
Environmental pollution is a term that refers to all the ways by which humans pollute their surroundings. For example, by damaging the soil with too many fertilizers and pesticides. We also pollute our surroundings in various other ways. People ruin natural beauty by scattering junk and litter on the land and in the water. They operate machines and motor vehicles that fill the air with dangerous exhaust and disturbing noise. Nearly everyone causes pollution in some way. Environmental pollution is one of the most serious problems that mankind faces today. Air, water, soil, all of which are harmed by pollution, are necessary to the survival of all living things. Badly polluted air can cause illness and even death. Polluted water kills fish and other marine life. Pollution of the soil reduces the amount of land on which we can grow food. Environmental pollution also brings ugliness to the naturally beautiful world. Everyone wants to reduce pollution, but the pollution problem is as complicated as it is serious. It is complicated because so much pollution is caused by things that benefit people. For example, exhaust from automobiles causes a large percentage of all air pollution.
But the automobile provides transportation for millions of people. Factories pollute the air and water, but also provide jobs for people.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
Environmental pollution is a term that refers to all the ways by which humans pollute their surroundings. For example, by damaging the soil with too many fertilizers and pesticides. We also pollute our surroundings in various other ways. People ruin natural beauty by scattering junk and litter on the land and in the water. They operate machines and motor vehicles that fill the air with dangerous exhaust and disturbing noise. Nearly everyone causes pollution in some way. Environmental pollution is one of the most serious problems that mankind faces today. Air, water, soil, all of which are harmed by pollution, are necessary to the survival of all living things. Badly polluted air can cause illness and even death. Polluted water kills fish and other marine life. Pollution of the soil reduces the amount of land on which we can grow food. Environmental pollution also brings ugliness to the naturally beautiful world. Everyone wants to reduce pollution, but the pollution problem is as complicated as it is serious. It is complicated because so much pollution is caused by things that benefit people. For example, exhaust from automobiles causes a large percentage of all air pollution.
But the automobile provides transportation for millions of people. Factories pollute the air and water, but also provide jobs for people.
This is the end of listening comprehension.